Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 to 17. As for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed, and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. I was once a high school wrestler. This meant, among other things, that I learned to lose weight. Wrestlers want to be as light as possible, because the lighter you are, the smaller your opponents. Unfortunately, I was not well informed on the best methods for losing weight. My method essentially consisted of not eating. I restricted myself to a few carrot sticks for lunch and a salad for dinner. I even counted each swallow of water every day so as not to put on pounds. It does not take a professional nutritionist to recognize that what I was doing was not healthy. While I did lose weight, I was robbing my body of the fuel it needed to perform at a high level. At one point, I was waking up with nosebleeds at night because my body was not receiving the iron it needed. Like our bodies, our souls need nutrition. Our souls desperately need to be fed with God's words, which are served to us in the Bible. The Apostle Paul says that the words of the Bible are able to make us wise for salvation. The Bible is the only place where we can learn that we have a Savior from sin named Christ Jesus. Jesus cures our guilty conscience with the assurance that He paid for each and every sin when He went to the cross. Knowing this naturally makes us want to thank Him for this remarkable gift. The Bible tells us how we can thank Him. It guides us in living a God-pleasing life. It was unhealthy and perhaps dangerous for me to starve my body the way I did when I wrestled. It is definitely dangerous to starve your soul. Follow Paul's encouragement and feed your soul with a regular diet of God's Word. Lord Jesus, thank you for your Word. It is there that my soul's thirst is quenched and my hunger fed. May I never tire of feasting on the spiritual food found there. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.